When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Blossoms HQ.
Hi guys.
That was very nice.
Thank you.
Lovely that.
Yeah, just it's a chilled vibe today. We've done a bit of a spring clean. I went to get us a new Hoover.
We got a new vacuum called Henry. XL Henry. XL.
His face can be removed.
Been on the roids, hasn't he?
Yeah, man. It's good.
Working out.
Yeah, it's always interesting when one of us isn't with us, isn't it? Like, it's a chemical reaction. Our brain's working.
Tom isn't here today. He's on holiday.
Tom's on holiday.
So I've moved into Tom's corner.
Tom's corner. Tom's games.
All right.
Yeah.
Powerful.
I feel like the rook in chess.
I was going to say, you've started playing chess, haven't you?
I played it when I was younger.
Did you want me to say that?
Really want you to say that?
It's one of them, isn't it?
Come on.
Well, I picked it back up again. And
literally.
You could start getting to birdwatch.
Which one's Bishop?
Ornithology. I love ornithology. My dad's big into that.
Yeah. I bought a set of cards the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, magic?
So, well, not for magic.
You're probably the most magician out of all of us.
I'll take that. But no, I was...
Well, it's the Mystical Marvel, isn't it?
Mystical Marvel,
have you seen the posters?
No, what?
We'll leave that for...
I'll show you the posters afterwards.
Class.
I was just buying a drink from... It happens to be in WH Smith's. And like literally at the counter, you know, you've got like packs of gum and like chocolate bars and stuff. Bicycle playing cards. And I was like, I don't have a set in my house. So I was like, every household needs a set of playing cards.
Are they the ones with the, if you look at the surface, they're like
textured.
Perforated, aren't they?
They look weaved.
Yeah. They've got little...
Fucking hell, this is thrilling.
It said on the back of the packet, it said... When you open this packet of Bicycle, you're opening over 135 years of experience. And then I had to go on Google to see how to play card games.
You've probably only got about 10 years left until you get to that number, haven't you?
Do you know what, though?
Kiwi's here, though. Cheers. Sorry.
Yeah, Kiwi's here.
Hello. Say something. Yeah.
The versatility with a pack of cards, though, you get a lot for your money, don't you?
Yeah, like £4.50.
What is it? There's a mad number, isn't there, about how many times a card... A deck can be shuffled like in order, something ridiculously high.
We ended up playing because when we were writing in Anglesey. We ended up playing cards in the pub, didn't we? Next door, do you remember?
What were we playing again?
Crash. Really old.
I can't remember the rules.
That game's really good.
It's cool, isn't it?
Explain to us quite quickly.
It's just an old pub game. Everyone has. It can only be four players. Split the pack into 13 cards each, and you have to play against each other's hands. And first to 7 points. Obviously, it's better if you play for money. Or if anyone's heard of it, email. What's the email, Miles?
blossomspubcast@gmail.com.
Speaking of which, this is going to be a Q&A episode because obviously one of us isn't here.
Q&A.
Tom isn't here, so we're going to run through. Joe put a tweet out, I believe.
I did.
Some Q&A stuff.
I've got a hypothetical. If you want to just start off with that?
Let's do the hypothetical first.
Yep. Hello, my friend. I don't know where the burden is. What would you do?
What would you do? Proper your tone in that joke.
What would you do?
It's an hypothetical one.
What would you do?
Hypothetical.
So, I've got one here, but...
I don't have to
name names and...
You are given.
You are... You get $2 million tax-free. But, sorry, I lit my lips then because I had coffee around my mouth. You get $2 million tax-free.
Oh, is that actually it?
Yeah, we can be. But you're locked in a room with 10 people from your blocked list.
Ooh.
For a day.
I don't even think I have 10 people in the blocked list.
So, I mean, I'm just looking through it. It says, number one, no violence. I was like, I don't think it'll ever turn to that. But people, it depends. I don't have a blocked list. I think I've got like a drug dealer from like when I was 16 that I had to block. I think I've got that. That's about it. But people blocked list, I mean, are they quite a common thing, do you think, with social media and all this connectivity and stuff? Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, I've got a muted list, but I don't have a blocked list.
I've got a fair few muted as well.
For blokes. Yeah, you're muted. I mean, I've deactivated my social media.
Oh, did you?
That's caused
so
quite
technically,
the
is everybody on your
caused
is,
quite the uproar that on yeah on Instagram. With many whom? People, many people wondering where you've gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Mindfulness.
Nice to know you loved, isn't it?
Yeah. Three people.
I don't
know. Your mum, your dad, and Josh.
What about you?
I wouldn't care.
Yeah. Okay, before I deactivated, I probably had like, I don't know, two people on the list.
Right.
But it was just like, you know.
Full day in that room, you get $1 million. Is it worth it?
Yeah.
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 You can split the cash.
Wasn't it $2 million?
I thought it was $1 million, wasn't it? I mean, it can be $2 million if you want.
Well, one of them is probably $2 million. So there's one out of the way.
Right.
It'd be quite nice to hang out with a robot.
So,
sorry, I'm going to go back. This is harsh, but I'm going to go back because my phone's engaged to load.
Robo hand.
I'm going to go back to the cards thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because it just blew my mind. It basically says the number. So basically,
it's the combinations.
It sort of give this mad like equation, and it says essentially meaning that a randomly shuffled deck has never been seen before and will never be seen again.
How many
possibilities it is, isn't it?
Yeah, but how many cards are in a deck?
52.
So is it just 52 times 52
plus,
then? Is that
plus the jokers. So there's four jokers, isn't there?
Is that not... No. 52 times 52, I'm assuming, times 52. Nah, I don't know how this works.
No, so he says the number of possible ways to order a pack of 52 cards is 52. But 52 factorials, which means multiplying 52 by 51 by 50 all the way down to 1.
If you think about a combination,
do you know what I mean? So you have to multiply it by that, by 51.
Then you have to multiply.
Yeah, you have to multiply it by 51. Then you have to multiply it by that by 50. Then that by 49. Then that all the way down to 1.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. It's like trying to like crack a combination.
But
like
meant
a lock
to it. It's
mental. And that's only 4.
Oh, that's 52, right? Okay.
Imagine having 52 on you.
On your fucking thing. Oh, that's a good way of visualising it. 52 on your thing.
Mad that, innit?
Well, here we go. Just go, what you just said about the
so yeah, let's go back to the block.
A 4-digit lock has 10,000 combinations.
Jesus,
and that's just 4.
That's what I mean.
So times that by 13.
Maths is weird.
Right. Weirdly, I don't have like a big block list. The Conservative government is actually on my block list.
Oh, I'll be. Fucking hell. Right. Well, there we go. I thought that was an interesting one because. It's just one of them.
I just quickly went on my blocks and yeah.
On your 18th birthday, you are given a pill which completely halts your aging.
I was given a pill.
Yeah. However, exactly 50 years after you take the pill, you will die. You can take the pill at any point in your life. At what age will you take the pill?
I like that.
Yeah. So, prolong your living.
So you have it, but then
but
50.
At a later age.
So like say if you had it at 35, you'd die at essentially 85, but you'd stay 35 till that time.
Yeah.
I think I'd go 35.
Pee-wee?
Even though I'm not 35 yet. But I feel like in my 30s, I feel good. I don't have FOMO. Like if people are going out and I'm not there, I don't care. I'm just like, all right, you become more, I think that's the best thing about hitting your 30s. You feel,
confident
you just
in yourself.
You just don't care as
yeah,
much.
No, you don't care, do you?
Comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah, it's just nice, isn't it? It's just like, I don't know, you're just a bit like, yeah, sound.
So, yeah, it is. It's an interesting one. I'm not there yet, but I'd probably do my 40s just to give it a go.
I reckon that's when things, like, you know, when you peak speed, that's when things start hurting a bit more. Like
yeah, but
your
I
knees
want mine just a little bit.
Like, my knees hurt now.
Yeah.
So when I'm 40, my knees are going to be bad, I reckon.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I'll probably have to have like some
I don't
sort
know
of
how to answer this one, to be honest.
But you're already 82, well, aren't you? So.
Yeah. I think, yeah, to any point in the past sort of 15 years have been quite painful. Emotionally or physically.
Maybe the actual time hasn't happened yet for you. Like I said, 35 hasn't obviously happened for me yet.
Maybe, who knows? We'll see.
I've got a hat on today, by the way, sorry.
Have you?
Yeah, just wanted to address the hat.
I thought you just dyed the top part of your hair.
It feels like winter today again, though.
Oh,
we've had like a little bit of good weather, honestly.
Hail.
I went out today. Oh my God, I got absolutely battered by the weather. And
it woke me up at like 6 in the morning. Thunder, hail, rain, battering the windows.
Kiwi, give me kisses. Stop trying to tempt her away from me. Getting jealous.
So yeah, there we go.
That's that.
There we go.
That was
shit, wasn't it?
No, it's not right. I'll prefer a colour cup.
Yep. Something to split up just from the question.
Come on, let's go into the fan bit.
Sorry, just before you do that, you know, like obviously he was talking about people blocked on social media.
Mm.
I started watching a program, a series last night called Baby Reindeer.
Right.
On Netflix.
I've seen the advertising.
What is that?
It's about a stalker, but it's a true story. It's like a
don't
seven
give
part. I won't.
Is it in England?
Basically,
in
I'll give you a little brief synopsis. There's this guy who moves from Scotland to London with dreams of becoming a comedian.
Right.
Present day. But obviously, to become a comedian, it takes a lot of fucking hard work, doesn't it? You've got to be good and all that. So he picks up a little bit of temporary bar work in this pub in Camden. Mm. And this lady comes in every single day and becomes obsessed with him.
Okay.
And that's where I'm going to leave it.
Mm.
But you should watch it. It's really, really, it really again? Good. Baby Reindeer.
How much did you get paid for them to tell your story? Cheers.
Have you, nice. I finished Ripley the other day, actually.
I finished it, yeah.
Good. Really good.
In a lot of ways, better than the film.
Yeah, you said that last time. I still can't, just because I love the film so much.
Do you know what I liked about it as well? John Malkovich appears near the end, and he plays the original Ripley in the 80s, or the 90s.
Yes.
Nice little touch.
Do you know what I've never seen
nice
either of them?
You've never seen The Talented Mr. Ripley?
No. Is it got Matt Damon in it?
Yeah.
Is it him with glasses looking like that? Something about it put me out. I just couldn't.
It's not, when you go through
Netflix, it's like critically acclaimed. I've looked at that one, I'm like,
it's not your sort of film, if I'm being honest.
I think you'd enjoy it.
I could tell.
No, I think you'd enjoy it.
Is it a bit like arty and shit?
Not really.
Is it not?
It's a bit more.
It's not as arty as like Paris, Texas or something like that.
Right.
It's not.
Looks great.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
More of a crime thriller.
The problem with the Ripley thing, though, I'm going to Italy, aren't I, on holiday.
Is it based in Italy?
Yeah.
Right.
And honestly, every time I've been watching it, I've been buying items of clothing every time, like, that looks boss. Bang.
Have you noticed he looks a lot more tighter as the series progresses?
Yeah, when he's becoming, like, dicky, that's when he, like...
he wraps that wig, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. With the light. Looks like you. I nearly text you saying, Charles.
Fuck off. Joe's, some of them fucking shoes you've been looking at for your holiday were ridiculous.
Why? What shoes have you been looking at?
They look like wallets for your feet. Like espadrilles. The worst.
What are they?
Let's see.
I'm confused. He's like,
I'm thinking about these ones. He's like, why? Show me. Some of them were okay.
Is it gone quite Hunger Games now with you?
No, so obviously I was showing some of them to Josh, like, as a joke.
Alex.
No. I was saying, like, the ones that Josh is talking about, the ones that wallets were a joke.
Like,
you'd probably
ridiculous.
Go for something
but no, there
in
was
between.
There was some that weren't a joke, and Josh was very, like, Jacobean, like...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm wearing denim Crocs at the moment,
exactly,
so it's one of them.
Yeah,
so
I can't talk. I'm in my usual. You've got quite a Jamiriquai vibe going on today.
Yeah! Me?
Yeah!
The jeans
I'm always Jamiriquai.
Yeah, I've got time for Jamiriquai.
I've just got... He's like a tracker. He's like an Andy tracker.
He's like oversized...
Boho.
Beanie, jeans.
I mean, yeah, the hat. It's just the hat's because I'm having a bad hair day, so I shoved it on. And it's cold.
It's a compliment.
You're quite fluffy. Just in general.
I'm very fluffy as a
person. Even like your cardies and your hat.
Kiwi's jealous.
We've seen him
at a festival in France.
Oh, he was ace, wasn't he?
Max Laban.
Oh, yeah, it's good, that.
What a festival. And he was fucking full of wine and cheese, wasn't he?
We all
remember.
Yeah, we all were. Yeah. That's where we got it from.
Boss.
Yeah, good times. This is the bandit. This
is the bandit. Okay. Love from Nairobi, Kenya. Joe, you've been there, haven't you?
I have been Kenya. Do you know what? Very lucky. Won a holiday on Silverbox. I think I've spoken about this before. I don't want people thinking that I went on holiday in Kenya when I was little because mum and dad I did not have the money to go. It was the first time on a plane in that, but yeah, met Silverblack, won a holiday to Kenya.
Would you go back?
On that holiday, yeah. Because it was like, do you know what I mean? Like, I've never been, it's like full on 5-star. Like, it was unreal.
Mm.
Set me up bad though, because then the holiday after that, I went Wales camping for a week. Do you know what I mean? And did that for the next 10 years after, which was still good, but not as good as a 5-star in Kenya, I'm not going to lie. And safari.
Is there any 5-stars in Wales?
No, probably.
Mm.
There will
continue, Chaz.
Hi there. June here. Don't you lie to me.
Well done.
Big fan of the band and the podcast.
What's the second name? What, June?
June Wangari.
Nice.
Big fan of the band and the podcast.
Oh, shit, wait there. Whoa, she's from...
So ADHD,
I know,
this
sorry,
podcast.
Sorry,
no,
but it's just hit me now. She's from Kenya.
Yeah.
Fucking
Nairobi.
That's mad, that though, isn't it?
Nairobi.
Oh, I know what you mean. What is it, like, someone in Kenya's like
emailed listening to our new tunes and stuff. Listening, that's mint.
Big fan of the band of the podcast. The Keeper was in my top five Spotify Wrapped in 2020 and Honey Sweet in top five in 2022 and 2023. Brackets, aww, really can't get enough of it. See evidence attached.
Oh,
nice.
Then she goes on to say, and thanks to the podcast, I was introduced to incredible music from the top five songs from Manchester segment.
Oh, we are guests on that.
Will it make a comeback? I do miss the interviews and the intro jingle.
That's something we could possibly bring back, I suppose.
We've thought about it.
Do you know what? I like that it was a consistent, like it was like a good communication between us and a guest, but we've kind of done it. But we could do it again.
Yeah, I think we'll just do it. Like, I like now how their sections aren't like, we have to do this section every week. It's like more a bit fluid.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I reckon we'll probably...
When we get guests in the future, I think it feels as though we've ourselves gotten better at doing a podcast anyway. So I reckon we wouldn't necessarily need that.
It's a good little icebreaker, that.
Yeah, no that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So she goes on to say, I hope to watch you live sometime. Definitely not here. Bands don't come around here. If you do, however, come to Kenya for a holiday like Joe did when he was younger, I'd be happy to take you around.
That's nice.
So that's from June Wangari.
Could we a holiday and just take a few guitars?
Well, I've got to go into the moment of truth again.
Yeah. She's attached to Spotify Wrapped.
Aww.
Oh, that was very nice. Thank you for your email.
Thanks very much, June. It's really nice. Yeah, Kenya's an unbelievable place. I absolutely loved it, but there you go. Anybody else got anyone?
Yeah, I've got a couple here. Just a sec.
Have you read the one from Harry Bull, Josh?
Not yet.
Sorry. Look at this from Harry Bull. It says the caption.
Oh, let me find it. Let me just search it on here one sec.
The caption is rectus.
Harry Bull. Oh,
rectus.
You know what? I did. Yeah, hang on. Yeah, let's get to that one sec. Hi. I've just listened to the most recent podcast and heard Josh talking about his chest abnormality.
You good?
Let's try that again. And I've heard Josh talking about his chest abnormality. It was lovely to hear him talk about it. Christ. As I also have had it since I was around 10, 11, and I've always been very insecure about it. I just want to say thank you for speaking out about it. So there you go.
Yeah, I suppose people don't really know about that, do they?
No.
I mean, there's many things to know. Yeah, that's one of them.
Well, it's one of those things that's like, it's not...
Do you know how many people it does like affect? Do you know what the stats are?
I don't know what the stats are. I know it's not hugely uncommon.
Right. Oh, right. Okay.
But as well, it quite often comes with scoliosis as well.
Mm.
That's why I have quite a bad back because of that.
Yeah, you do.
Is Seymour Butts a better name for a hamster than Special Patrol Group?
You what?
Seymour Butts is like a Simpsons style.
Seymour Butts, yeah.
Calling up the
Special Patrol. These Master Bates, that sort of.
Master Bates.
Master Bates is thingy. I nearly bought, me and Steve Wilde really wanted a snake when we were younger and we were going to call it Lieutenant Trousers.
Do you have to,
Lieutenant Trousers snake.
Can you just walk in and buy a snake or is there like regulations and shit? Because I'm assuming you can't just buy in and walk a snake. I mean, yeah.
That is how you'll go, Josh.
I saw a guy on a fucking Harley. I've said this before, on a Harley Davidson in Kale Green Park in Devonport, with a fucking leather waistcoat on, with a fucking boa constrictor around his neck, and it was real.
That is how you'll go.
You've got
your hair's down. You've got quite a biker vibe, actually.
What, minus the? Oh no, I can't say what I was going to say. Thanks, man.
Yeah, you've got. Do you know what I mean?
Have you ever motorbike?
I refuse.
No, but have you ever been on one?
No, I refuse.
Have you never been on the back of one?
Would you
driving
ride a Vespa?
One is better than being on the back of one.
Yeah, if there's no traffic around, yeah. Because obviously that's just like being on a bike, innit?
Hi guys, this is from a girl called Preciosa Alcock. My dad and I are huge fans of yours and we came to see you at the Cala de Mijas Festival in Spain a couple of years ago.
Oh, it was great, a great
pronunciation
trip
there, Charles.
Thank you. And good pronunciation.
I was so excited to see you in the lineup as I lived just down the road, and safe to say it was a core memory for me.
Oh.
We thoroughly enjoyed your set and hope to see you again. I look forward to the podcast every week. You guys make me laugh out loud and it always makes my day. I hope you realise how much of an impact you make in so many people's lives. You have been in my Spotify rap for years now and I'm sure will continue to be, as I'm constantly listening to your music, old and new. I can't help but notice that Miles seems to be so desperate to end the podcast in every episode. I'm not being negative. I just find it really funny.
He edits the damn thing.
That's why he's always like, right, last one now.
Yeah.
Also, my question is, what is something that you would like to do that you haven't been able to do? Or something that you have missed doing since being in the band? Lots of love. Preciosa.
Thank you for your email.
I haven't, there's nothing I've missed since starting the band.
It's weird, isn't it? It's like, I guess
because some people are dead famous, aren't they? We're not famous. Do you know what I mean? So we can still do everything that we normally would do. Do you know what, actually? I suppose there's some things that make you second guess. Like, you know, if someone annoys you, I'm like quite...
What, do you wish you could speak your mind more?
Yeah.
Right, fair enough.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you know when someone annoys you out in public, sometimes I wish... Like, you know when I called the guy a See You Next Tuesday on the train?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel
Yeah, I did it in an early podcast.
Oh, yeah. And everyone was like, ugh.
Yeah, but I feel like if you did something like that now, people could easily go like... That was well out of order, the guy from. Do you know what I mean? Like, and things can be turned
well,
away,
can't
they? And stuff,
yeah.
So that I love. Like, I'm one of them. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Like, I think you know where you stand with me.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? If you annoy me, it's not like
so
I'm not
forced to be nicer than you are.
Yeah, maybe, or maybe just forced to keep my mouth shut more than I would do. But maybe that's a good
probably
thing.
Isn't it, too bad? Missing things. I don't know. There's probably like when we first started, a few like nights out and shit I missed when I was younger, but I don't care now. But every night was a night out when I was out with you. So
I don't 40, think there's
sacrifices. You know, you don't see your family and your friends and your other halves as much back in the early days. I don't know, but
it's not. There's just
there's not really much.
It's just
unreal.
Do you know what I mean? We all know how lucky we are to be in this job. Do you know what I mean? So, but yeah, no. Is there anything you miss? That's a good. When I was younger, I missed going 42s.
You can still go now if you want.
But that's what I mean. There's an element of like, you know, there's a poster of us on the wall now. It's a bit like.
That'd be a bit
I'm
of a
going
show.
42s at some point in the future on Halloween wearing a mask, but I've seen photos of it like over the last few years, and like I'm like, yeah, I am well too old to go there now. It doesn't appeal to me. I don't even drink anymore, so it'd just be a bit like, why are you here? Do you know what I mean?
Just walking about
just
in
walk
a mask.
Around like, yeah, right.
The can of Coke.
Yeah, is that Miles from Blossoms? No. So yeah,
Miles in the Miles mask, like the one in the
Japan.
Japanese video.
That'd be good. That, then Leatherface underneath. But that's my face.
Leatherface.
But it's the week before Halloween, so it's just me in fancy dress. Do you know what I mean? Oh, she's happy, isn't she?
Got one here.
He loves me.
From Paul McGee. All right, lads. It's written, it says all right.
Paul McGee?
Not
Paul McKee.
Not Paul McKee, Paul McGee. All right, lads. Did any of bear in mind the subject for this email is year 9 emo phase? I'm looking at you.
Right, me.
Yeah. Even though I think we all have had a touch of it somewhere.
More mosher for some than others.
It's mentioned here.
I was defo mosher.
Did any of you have that early teen emo/metal phase at school? If so, what were your favourite tunes from that period? And do you ever still listen to them for nostalgia? Although I'm still a mosher, you guys are ever present on my most played, and your live shows are the best I've been to. Honestly, one of the best bands about. Nice one, Paul McGee. So thank you, Paul.
It's really
McGee.
Nice, because we put a lot of effort into live show. I was a massive Conspiracy One, that album, Offspring.
Offspring, yeah.
Massive.
Yeah, massive
I album. Used to knock about with the moshers and such. And I had long hair.
You more steampunk, though.
I think I listened to like Lamb of God and fucking like Cannibal Corpse and shit. But
CKY.
I thought a lot of those tunes were hilarious. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not lyrically, they're very dark, but.
It was good. There was a massive point of like a comedy songs being like quite big.
Well, Tenacious D.
I remember being like really interested in like comedy songs. Do you know what I mean?
Weird Al, again.
But yeah, I don't know.
CKY,
Offspring for me. Offspring were like Conspiracy One.
You went through your mosher phase, didn't you, Joe?
Tom was never one. Tom was a bit more chavvy.
Mm.
But he just liked football.
Was it? It was,
weird how me and Tom are friends, actually.
We're talking like 15 years ago and the rest now, aren't we? So it's hard to remember like all compared to these days. But the groups were, you're either a bit like into heavier music, you're a chav, which I don't even know if is a term these days.
I don't know.
I'm not too sure, but or you were a bit of a nerd, but that seemed to be it. There was never anything in between until you got a bit older. I was just a fucking tried to be all three, but
I was a mosher, and then I like went from like that music to like then listening to Oasis.
Yeah. It was very. I went very
Manchester, and then obviously that's when me and Tom became mates.
Mm.
What about you?
I was a mosher.
Yeah,
yeah.
Did you have like anywhere ever wear etnies?
No, I had DCs though. Yeah,
baggy jeans.
Baggy jeans, chain,
massive tongue belt. on the shoes.
Did anyone ever go to fucking
a roach hoodie?
Urbis back in the day.
Yeah,
I didn't do that. I didn't go that far.
What about Bones?
That was where it all started for me, really.
Do you remember Jones's soda at Bones?
No.
Do you remember Jones's soda?
No.
But what's that?
Bit after your time, I think.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
It's like a terribly sugary soda.
Yeah. The glove was good, wasn't it? Did you used to have the gloves with like the red and black stripey?
No.
I went well fucking on that side of it. There's a song. There's a song that I used to. So with me, I had friends that were like 2 years older than me.
You had friends?
Not anymore. And like they introduced me into all that. So they were in like year 11. They were in year 10. I was in year 8. So I was like, you know, when you have that group that has the little annoying kid running around.
I
was the little annoying kid. And I like hyper-fixated on this random techno hardcore remix of a Japanese song. It was called Itra no Hana Hugh Hollow Remix. And I used to just run around going, listen to this song! And then start singing the song.
With a red and black glove on.
Yeah, you know, for about 2 months. And I still know the song word by word now. And I don't even know our lyrics. Nah.
Go on, please. Just give it a little bit.
I'm too good at singing. It'll get copyright struck.
There's one for you. Like songs from the past. Joe, I think you'll be into this one.
Boom.
Remember this?
Oh, come, my lady. Come. You're my butterfly.
That's a good one.
What a tune that is.
Do you remember Chipmunk songs? They were big back in the day. What was it? You remember? Like CDs and all that. You used to listen to them on your Xbox or something like that.
Do you know what was a massive fan? What was it? OPH, Heaven is a Half-Pipe. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Massive. I remember running in and like putting the box on, watch all the music videos and that. And if that song
MTV.
Like, yeah, you'd be like.
See if you can get this in 3 seconds.
Go on. Oh, check out my melody.
I remember discovering quite a lot of tunes on Tony Hawk.
Yeah, that was big.
Pro Skater. Yeah.
Underground 2 was a good one for all that.
Yeah.
Do you know I listened to the other day for the first time? Korn.
Oh, really?
You texted me, didn't you?
Yeah, I listened to the top 5 songs on Spotify and I was like...
Is Word Up in the top 5?
They did cameo.
Weirdly enough, really not as heavy as I thought. Like the recordings are quite clean, like on a recording side, but then you got the heavy stuff that comes in. Yeah. But it's hip hop, isn't it? Hip hop and new metal.
Yeah,
I didn't realise that. I didn't know that. It's like Beastie Boys, but with fucking heavy metal guitar.
Yeah,
it's not as chuggy or like you know when you get that like throat singing.
That's why them bands like them, like Korn,
in like the 90s,
are a bit like weirdly.
Slipknot, melodic.
Well, they are, aren't they?
Melodic as hell.
But it's because they cross genres really well, don't they? They're not like fully into that genre, but they're like a bit more poppy or a bit more like you said, like hip hop.
Yeah, the hip hop. And that's really interesting.
Linkin Park used to have a scratcher in the band.
That's cool as fuck.
I'm gonna be the scratcher for this band.
Mike Shinoda used to rap and he used to sing.
Yeah, Linkin.
Chester used to sing. The other guy used to rap.
Yeah.
You don't really get that anymore.
You don't really
get those cross genres drop, or maybe you do, but I don't. Well, you probably do.
I think genres now seem to be more. Maybe it's because I don't care as much, but they don't seem to be as like. The lines are a lot more blurred now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Which I think is a good thing. I think it's a good way, because artists now can express themselves in whatever way they're feeling. Do you know what I mean? They don't have to think they stick to a lane or
everything's
whatever.
Everything's just cross-pollinated now.
Yeah,
and
it is. And I quite like
nice
it.
Term.
But yeah, Korn, really into them. I was Googling the gigs.
Really
I was like, I want to go watch them live.
I'll check Korn out later.
Yeah, I mean, I won't listen to the top 5 songs, but
that guy on
really
Market Street does a good one.
You're really tempted by the Market Street Korn.
So tempted by it. Smells gorgeous every time you go past.
You know what?
I mean, Market Street's hellish, but...
I broke the fourth wall once and I saw them in a car park in the Northern Quarter making the Korn first.
Really?
And I was like...
Are you talking about the Korn? The Korn
guy? The Korn
guys?
Guy in town.
Mate, I want to try that corn.
It smells
so
amazing,
much.
Doesn't it?
Salt and pepper corn, chili corn, peri peri corn, butter corn, plain corn. There's just so many corns. And it's corn.
The title.
I fucking
like,
love corn.
I love corn.
I fucking love corn.
Miles, we're going to see Miles in like a corn outfit.
Eating corn,
listening to corn.
Corn on the cob.
No, honestly. I'd love to try it. Fancy it.
I honestly could tell you I would never try that. It's so on my scene that.
I'd love to try some.
I've got such big food anxiety that I just wouldn't be able to try some.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I couldn't eat anything from like a trailer. I'm just so. The anxiety
you
I get.
You need to
from
imagine
food,
you're at a festival. You try it at a festival.
But even at festivals, I'm just constantly anxious at festivals about that.
VFC.
VFC is good, to be fair. Yeah, I've got one here from Owen Williams. He said, "All right, lads, I'm currently working in France, working abroad. If you could live anywhere in the world for the rest of your life, where would it be and why?"
Ooh.
Pod's class. Cheers, Owen.
So you're not like, it's like you're stuck here. It's not that. You can,
no,
you can
just
leave
living,
if you want.
You just go
somewhere
right.
You would like to live.
Yeah.
And you can see yourself living there for the rest of your life.
Well, that's a tricky one. To
every place where you go and every place we enjoy, I always say, I could do a stint here.
Yeah.
Not a stint though, is it? You got to think.
Yeah, we're in like Wiesbaden and you go like, oh, I could do a stint here.
So due to my lack of knowledge / ignorance, I only speak one language, mm-hmm. and I hardly speak English. So I don't know. It's on that side of it, I'd have to live somewhere where you could speak English.
Yeah.
But I mean, I like Japan. Oh, I do like Japan.
Then again,
I can't see myself. It feels like quite a safe country as well.
Yeah. I like going on holiday, but I wouldn't live there personally.
I reckon I could do. But I've only ever been for a couple of weeks. I think you need to. Everywhere's different though, isn't it? Like, there's good and bad places, no matter where you go. But, I mean, everywhere's pretty similar. Somewhere scenic could be nice. Somewhere by the beach. I'd like somewhere by the beach.
I'd do Italy. I love the food. I love the culture.
Well, that's got everything, hasn't it?
I love the food, the culture. I love the clobber.
Could you speak Italian if you wanted to?
What? Well, I think any one of us could learn a language. Do you,
do you reckon?
Mean?
If you forced it.
Especially 100%. If you live there. That's a different story.
Especially if you live there. Like, you do it every day. Like, 100%.
Mm.
But
Italy is good.
I don't know. I think these massive things I'd miss about England. I'd love to live, me personally, like in the arse end, nowhere in the countryside,
like scenic England,
and just surround myself with like.
Scenic
if
Britain,
you
rather,
if you would say if we were all from like a different country, I don't know where, anywhere, would you choose to live in England?
Well, that's the way you wouldn't know, though, would you?
That's a different. Well, this is what I'm saying. So you wouldn't know.
You haven't got that reference
point.
Like,
if you move to somewhere, you don't really know what it's like until you live there.
We're in that position the way we're at, where like we can see in the negatives, and you sort of pick out the negatives. But really, we're so lucky, aren't we? To be, I mean, regardless of whatever we do as a living, like just to be living a country. Do you know what I mean? Like this, like so lucky, complete potluck as well.
It's hard to have that reference point of knowing what it would be. Obviously, we're well travelled.
That's what I'm saying.
But
you
that doesn't
know.
Necessarily.
You
we've
you
never
know,
been in any place for a huge amount of time.
When you see people like America and stuff like that, do you know what I mean? Like, I've seen that thing where it was like Breaking Bad. If it was English, it's like,
yeah,
oh, I've got cancer. It's like the NHS. The end. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like, do you know what I mean? Like, he has to, like, I find the whole privatised health system, like to me, is like so, like, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but
like,
to be fair, though, that's what it's like most places.
That's what I mean,
It's just we've gotten used to this. Like,
just
it's
so weird,
mad,
do you know what I mean? Like, it's just weird, isn't it? Like, you can't imagine ever.
But it's weird because other places pay tax.
The NHS is honestly like probably the best thing.
It's on its arse though, isn't it? That's the trouble.
Well, yeah, but that's like, that, I mean, we won't get dead political now, but yeah, it is and it isn't. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think any health system like that is going to be somewhat strangled and used more so because it's sort of, you can do, but it's what an amazing thing it is, and it needs to be saved forever.
New Zealand looks all right, doesn't it?
New Zealand looks amazing, yeah.
Like, I can see you in New Zealand.
This is so boring, but I actually think if I had to be abroad, I'd pick Italy. But really, I'd actually pick like the arse end of nowhere in England, which is dead boring, I know. I know Tom would say New York, wouldn't he? Probably.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
My taste changes. I don't think I could live somewhere permanently. I'd have to move around.
You're hardly here, are you?
I really like Portland
because
it was very similar to Manchester.
Yeah, we had a good time there, didn't we?
Portland.
West Coast.
Pacific West Coast.
Have I been?
Yeah.
All right.
I love parts of Germany.
Yeah.
I love Italy. I love the Mediterranean.
There's lots out there, isn't there?
I love Asia.
Yeah.
But you've got to pick one. The question, you've got to pick one for the rest of your life.
This is what I was saying. It's quite difficult for the rest of your life.
That's why I'm saying, if you had to pick one for the rest of my life,
it's hard, isn't it?
I'd
probably just stay able somewhere a bit nicer.
Because
like,
the other thing, it's like that thing as well, isn't it? You know, when you go somewhere, you go on a holiday, so you've got a boss idea of what it is going to be. I think them things soon become boring.
You're not doing your weekly food shop, are you, when you're on holiday?
Exactly.
I like island life, I must admit.
Where?
Island life.
Island life.
It would be an island, like Sardinia.
England.
England's an island.
England's an island, yeah.
All right.
I like being surrounded by water.
Mm. Something nice about water.
I don't like being landlocked, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Josh,
what are you saying?
I don't know. I think that's a very difficult question to ask.
To answer.
Yeah. I don't know. I just like being able to cut about, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, it would be a lot easier if it was in the EU, but we won't go on to that.
You know, yeah. Do you know what the other thing I was going to say then, which, and this is true, which is mad, I'd miss pubs.
Yeah.
Because when you go to bars and stuff like that, it's not the same.
No. Like,
pub culture in England is mint.
Do you know what?
Something dead cozy about it. Right.
Could you take your own pint glass with you to places?
It's the environment, isn't it?
It's the environment.
But also the glass. When you get that little glass.
I know. Do you know, for me, it's the buildings as well, and how long they've been that they've been like a bar. Venice, Harry's bar. You know, when bars have been like that, but there's a vibe to them.
Institutions, aren't
they? Yeah, because they're old and that. And obviously loads of pubs have been like that for ages, and there's got a different vibe.
That's the great thing about London, because there's a boozer on every corner, isn't there?
Yeah. As well, aren't they?
More often than not, they're always like, you've been there years, haven't they?
I would struggle giving up a good pub.
And back in the day, they were like the pillar of the community, weren't they?
Right. That was a really good question. I've got
another one here that's linked to it from Ashley Ellis. All right, lads. Massive fan of you guys and love the podcast. Which is your favourite city in England to play a gig at? And which venue do you enjoy playing the most? Also, what are each of your top three Blossom songs to play live? Cheers and keep up the good work. So, Chaz, go on, I'll go to you first. Your favourite city to play a gig at? So it's not necessarily your favourite city to play a gig at, and then your top three tunes.
Of ours?
Yeah, to play live, not like to listen to. So what's your favourite city to play a gig at?
I love playing in London. I really like playing in London.
It's a good day out, in it, when you're in London.
Recently the gigs have changed. It used to be very much like the crowds were very still, not really like,
I mean, to be fair, we're talking like 6 years ago.
I just like the vibe of being in the big city, you know what I mean? And then I don't know, this, I also like, I love Bath.
Bath's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, Bath's
just a
beautiful place, isn't it? You know,
Bath is good.
Top three songs, don't think you can go wrong with I Can't Stand It. For me personally, there's a lot of work to do and I quite enjoy that. The harmonies and the bass. What else do I like playing?
My Favourite Room.
I like playing that one.
Do you want Rob Williams edition? Angels version.
Yeah, that one's class.
Toilet edition.
I really enjoyed doing that.
Just so you can go for a piss.
I really enjoyed the Angels version when we did it on tour.
Careful. I love playing Careful.
Yeah, nice. So I Can't Stand It, Careful, and
probably Blow, because there's no click.
Nice, yeah.
And it's just like old school, isn't it?
Nice. Squish. Favourite city.
To play
a gig at.
I agree with everything Chaz said wholeheartedly. we had a nice, really nice day out, you and I, in, was it Cambridge?
I love it there. You're both talking about like, it's a lovely place. We had a great day out. They're talking about gigs. They're talking about like...
Yeah, no, there's a reason.
Do you know what? Oh, yeah, that was the corn exchange in Cambridge.
Corn, my else would be buzzing.
I fucking love corn.
There's a reason that you like going to gig in that city, and it's...
I know what you mean.
I think everyone else went home and me and Josh stayed over on the bus.
We had like a really nice time, and the gig was great.
Went to a couple of nice pubs, didn't we? Had a really nice meal. Yeah. Just a really good vibe, wasn't it?
It was so good. And the top three tunes to play, really enjoy, it changes all the time, but really enjoy Getaway at the minute. it's not particularly difficult to play, but it's like, so you can just sort of get lost in it. Mm. Careful is just fucking hilarious. To like, I should come over to you and just,
me.
Yes, just
self-taught. Can't play piano player. Percussive.
And what else do I really enjoy playing live?
The Raya. Sorry, you know, just returned your joke there.
Ode to New York. Yeah, is really nice to play. Yeah. Enjoy that.
Ode to NYC.
And yeah, so.
Go on, Miles. Favorite city. To play a gig up?
It's fucking Manchester, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because they're always for hometown shows. A couple of reasons. First of all, they always seem to be like either first or last or like the biggest ones. Like we've done the arena, we're doing Withenshaw Park, yeah. Stockport County. They're always like, for me, I like a big capacity.
Glasgow's like always good, isn't it?
Not even on like an ego level, but I like seeing a crowd that's enjoying us playing.
No, I think you're allowed to have it as an ego
and
level.
Like
as
usually,
well.
For us, or what I've noticed is that you can't go wrong with a hometown show. It's always going to be fucking bleeding brilliant. So
that was bleeding.
That's
brilliant.
Good. Also, I like that it's local and I can just go home after soundcheck, or even not soundcheck. I know some people in the band, they like.
I move to town when we play in town.
This is what I'm saying. They like sticking around or going to a spa or something, but find something quite nice about just forgetting I've got a gig, playing a bit of PS5, having a bath, and then, oh, I've got a gig, go to the gig, play the gig.
Yeah.
It's good.
Everyone's different,
and there's always lots of friends and family there. So I like that.
I was going to say, weirdly, that's why Manchester is my favourite. What's your favourite three tunes? I'll come to later.
Favourite three tunes.
To play live.
I like it most to Kiss.
Yeah, mint.
Kind nice. Of the ones that, again, the crowd, I can see the crowd vibing off at most to Kiss, especially when we played at, like, we watched back when we did Castlefield Bowl on YouTube for the first time in a while. And that.
Which year?
Yeah, the first time we played it.
First, like, headline.
Was what I was meant to say, yeah.
Yeah.
So 2017.
Jesus.
And that's like, your fucking flares are going off, all that shit. I'm like, fucking boss. Charlemagne, again, that's a fucking mad one for a crowd. Yeah. Really like that one. And then, I don't know. I don't know what the third one would be. They're all quite
Charlemagne.
Good.
You said that a girlfriend.
I've said that girlfriend. Girlfriend's good. Like Between the Eyes.
Reason Why.
I like the darker ones.
Yeah, nice.
I'd say Between the Eyes. That one's good.
Between the Eyes is really good fun, actually.
Yeah, your solo's good.
I
That's when we go Status Quo in it.
Proper. Yeah.
I really like
Joe. Yeah.
I think the more northern you go, as a rule of thumb, usually the crowds have it more. Don't know what it is, but it's true.
You are about London, right? About London joining
say,
that though.
Bar London, weirdly now. London's definitely caught up, but the Hocket Kiwi.
I'm asleep and I'm a dog. That was lame, wasn't it?
Yeah. But yeah, I reckon, too weirdly, I was going to say, weirdly, and this is controversial, Edinburgh last tour was better than Glasgow.
Oh, yeah.
Corn Exchange.
Corn Exchange.
Was that
something about the corn though?
Was that because we played a weekday though?
Don't know, but it don't
matter.
Glasgow.
I feel like
we've probably played Glasgow now every day of the week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we've probably played Glasgow every day of the week and they've always been mint, but last time we played it wasn't as good. The crowd wasn't having it as much. I don't know what it is, but when we did Edinburgh, it went off and it was mint.
Mm-hmm.
And Edinburgh. I also love Edinburgh as a city.
Glasgow
Edinburgh
is more good. Scottish cities, you know.
We had a nice pie of Guinness in Edinburgh, didn't we?
I'd like to do, like, you know.
With Ryan and Chaz.
What's the most
in
north?
Edinburgh.
Yeah, Jim, we got the bus into town.
Remember that?
Then we had a Hawksmoor that day.
Mm.
It was a great day that. Neil Summers came up, got the bus back.
He missed his life
was
on
that?
The road.
His life on the road now.
Was that? I thought that was a Hull. You did that.
No,
2022.
That's Edinburgh.
End of.
No, I know.
Edinburgh and Hull are pretty different.
No. But it's, I thought Neil came back with us in Hull.
You know what though? The Hull Arena.
Hull Arena was great. That was actually a mint.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was fucking good. You know,
that was a mint venue.
Do you know what? Have anyone been to Co-op?
No,
Arena.
Not yet.
Is it open now?
It's open. Yeah.
So yeah, and my favourite three tunes to play live. I agree with you, Miles. Amak. Well fun to play on drums at.
Yep. I tell you what,
Stranger Still.
Oh, I love that tune.
Forgot about that one.
Stranger Still's well
fun
to play.
Well
good fun playing live at.
We did like a fucking dance outro to that. They didn't go down too well because we played it in Bristol, but I loved that. I reckon we'll bring that back at some point. Do you remember the outro we did,
No, but yeah, Stranger Still. And then I think my last one, it's got to be Reason Why or Charlemagne, just because I know it's they're our biggest tunes, but when you see the crowd actually having it, it's still like, you still buzz off it, don't you? Do you know what I mean?
I reckon there's going to be some really good ones from this album. I think they'll go down really well live. Yeah. I was listening to one the other day, which I hadn't listened to for a bit, and I was like, you know, you'd leave it a bit and listen to them. I was like, fucking hell, better than I remember.
This is my favourite album, I think. Afterwards, if at the moment it's definitely going to be my favourite album we've ever done.
I know we say it every time, but I genuinely believe it.
Yeah, the tunes are fucking great, aren't they?
Yeah. Just been well excited about it. Haven't got any more?
Sorry, I have just fucking. It's just nice to see you all, isn't it?
There's a really nice one here. And the subject is Chaz.
Right.
Bag off. sorry, mate.
Cheap.
It's from Carl McKinnon. And he says, quick question for Charlie. I love your bass playing, and in my opinion, you're up there with my favourite bass players of all time. How nice is that?
You're one of my favourite bass players as well, mate.
Mine being Bernard Edwards. Fucking hell.
You are good on bass though, aren't
you? And John Taylor of Duran Duran. I hear similarities in your playing, and it's one of the things that drew me into the band. Which bass players influence your playing? Cheers, Carl. Really nice of you to say, mate.
I like how you picked this question. So,
a lot of the bass players down at the Town Hall Tavern,
Chaz.
You've
got a
good answer, aren't you? Again, sorry.
So a lot of the bands that go through the Town Hall Tavern.
Do you know what though? Do you know
Balls, man.
Do you know what's upset me about that?
Tommy Harrison.
There you go.
Do you know what's upset me about that? There's no mention of me and you, is there?
That's because you're a terrible combination.
There's no mention of the lot. Because I think that bass players, next week, I reckon. And I also think drummers. Mm. It's because you can have really good bass players, but if the drummer's not on the same vibe and vice versa, like Mike Joyce, Andy Rourke,
there you go, that's
unbelievable.
There's
Manny Rennie, do you know what I mean? Like
Gary Mountfield, Manny, who else do I like? Phil Lynott, Bob Babbitt,
who's that?
James Jameson. Bob Babbitt's like Shined.
Who is your favourite bass player if you have to pick one?
Of all time, Andy Rourke.
He's fucking mint, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking amazing.
That rhythm section, like...
Hands down.
I didn't, obviously,
absolute machine.
Till we started did that fucking thing with Rick, and that I had to smash the Smiths, never smashed the Smiths, and I was just like, fucking hell, I fucking missed out here.
Mm. Yeah,
fucking amazing.
Unbelievable. Yeah. But yeah, each...
Very good band to study.
Mm.
You are a very good bass player, though.
Thank you. Take that.
It's all right.
So cheers, Carl. Appreciate that, mate.
Beth Dean's got some questions for us. Beth Dean's, it's a nice name, that.
Mm.
Rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Beth Dean's. Mm. Hello, Blossoms. My three questions are, well, if I'm lucky enough to have them chosen. So number one, Miles, I'll start with you first because I started a shy last time.
Yeah.
First of the three questions, most embarrassing thing to happen whilst on stage?
Me? Yeah. Probably singing out of tune and it being filmed and put online. Which is that the most embarrassing? Most embarrassing is probably
Have you fallen over any flat?
No, but I've never done anything slapstick based. But I've probably lost my temper and
slapstick,
and then regretted it after. I remember being a bit.
Yeah, I remember having a go at you about something when you had like a face and you looked good. And I was like, no one cares.
Yeah, but
get over
it. It's probably not. It's embarrassing to who? Yeah. I've never been embarrassed to the public, do you know what I mean?
Right.
But like within
personally
the scene,
embarrassed.
Yeah, like I've probably reacted to a few things poorly, which I'm not proud of.
Okay.
But
number
yeah.
two, if you could bring someone famous back from the dead to gig with, who would it be?
Is this not for Josh?
No. You get the three, then Josh gets a three, then Matt. Josh
okay.
gets...
If I could bring someone back from the dead.
Yeah.
What, just for like...
Just for, yeah, to gig with.
To gig with? Fucking hell.
Hendrix?
Yeah, I don't know, I mean, this means it's thrown...
Lennon?
It's a bit of a fucking unfair question, this, isn't it? Because I don't know. I don't want to...
Don't take it dead seriously.
No, I want to take it seriously. I mean, for me personally...
It's all right, mate.
To gig with... I do like Jimi Hendrix.
You do?
I do like Jimmy, but it's a bit of a standard fucking answer, that, isn't it?
Not really, no.
Is there someone else?
You don't have to be dead indie, mate. Korn's already alive as well, so Korn's going to be there, don't worry.
yeah, I'll do that one.
What is your hidden talent? Ableton.
It's not hidden.
Well, it's hidden to some people. Some people are like, what's Ableton?
And it's not just Ableton.
Ooh, love that about you. Confidence is not your hidden talent, baby.
I am my own hidden talent.
Gaming.
I don't know. What am I good at? I'm not really good at many
VR,
yeah. I don't know. Hidden talent. I can dislocate my shoulder.
There we go.
And relocate it.
There we go. Hidden talent. Josh, your three questions, the same. Most embarrassing things happen to you on stage?
I hit my face on a guitar once whilst putting it on.
Sweet.
And the front row of this festival completely saw it. Actually, you know what? No.
Did you feel...
No, like, I've mentioned this before, when people just point and laugh. That's quite embarrassing. It's not very good for the self-esteem.
Oh, man.
I just have had people pointing and openly laughing, so that's quite embarrassing.
Oh, if you could bring someone famous back from the dead to gig with, who would it be?
Bill Withers.
Nice. And what's your hidden talent? Juggling whilst unicycling.
Well, no, neither of those are hidden.
You're a good juggler, though.
Yeah, but that's not hidden. That's documented.
Is it out
widely?
There? Man, you can crack a bullwhip.
I can. hidden.
You're so circus, man.
Fuck. Let me just think a second.
Hiding your age.
I don't do a good job of that. I don't know. Hidden talent.
I'd say it's circus skills, man.
I'm fairly good on the New York Times games.
You're really good at those. Do you know what? You're into a puzzle.
But I wouldn't say it's a talent. It's just...
No, it's like a hidden talent. It's only stupid. Chaz, yours.
What's the first one?
Most embarrassing thing to happen to you
on stage.
Sorry, just going back to mine.
I've just remembered that... my shoes weren't packed for that gig we did with Louis Tomlinson in Italy. I had to go on stage with no shoes on. But the funny thing is, I didn't feel embarrassed because I embarrass myself on a daily fucking rate. But to other
daily
people,
rate. Rate.
Daily rate.
Does
daily
that make
basis.
Sense?
It kind of makes sense.
You're good. Right, Chaz.
This, it wasn't when I was in the band, it was in the school band.
Yeah, that's all, no.
Is that right?
It says on stage, so it doesn't there.
And obviously it was a lot smaller then, but the bass seemed a lot bigger.
Oh.
And I swung round and, do you remember Miss Moore?
Yeah.
The music teacher. Mm. I twatted her with the head of the bass.
Oh, God. In her face.
And she was like almost knocked out.
Dazed.
This is during a gig. Oh. And everyone was like round her and I was just there like that with this massive bass. Just like, fucking hell. I've killed Miss Moore.
Fucking.
With precision.
E flat.
Oh, nice.
What's the next one?
The next one is bring someone famous back from the dead to play a gig with. Who would it be?
I don't know. I don't like them kind of questions.
It's like
changing the. I don't know, it's kind of disrespectful.
I won't look too much into it. It's just someone you really admire who you'd love to play with. Like, you know, we shared a stage with some artists like, I don't know, I'm going to pick out like the Stone Roses. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Noel, Liam. Do you know what I mean? Like the like, artists who you like really respect and love, James.
Scott Walker.
There we go, yeah. So you'd be like, imagine sharing a stage with Scott Walker. You'd be like, that's amazing.
I mean, I'd be completely out of my depth, but I'd just be in awe of him.
There we go.
I'm sure you would.
I'm sure you wouldn't.
I've just thought of something else.
I'm sure you would, mate, yeah.
By the way, you got your third question?
Hidden talent.
Yeah.
What's hidden talent?
Probably talking shit, innit?
Don't say mine. No, that's definitely not hidden.
It's because going back to the embarrassing thing, when you said stage, I've realised I've been on a few stages, not in the band as well. My work experience was just doing drama in school. And like, I've shown a headshot on it, but that week we just got pissed.
<That's cool. laughs>
No, my mate Liam Ely brought a bottle of vodka and we just drank it and got pissed. I was 14. Sweet. But anyway, at the end of, we were supposed to do like a piece or something, but at the end of it, I got given a monologue. didn't recite it, so I didn't know it. So I think I had the teacher next to me holding it up as I was doing it. So I went on stage, didn't know this monologue, and I just froze. And I frose, and everyone's waiting for this monologue, and I couldn't get my words out. I was reading them, I was just going like that. And it was just, it was well sad.
Like I feel
me,
horrible.
Sounds like me just trying to speak normally.
Do you know what? I used to be quite bad at public speaking, and I still am. But you got to learn to chat shit.
Yeah. I mean, I think my most embarrassing thing to happen on stage, I did a similar thing to you, Josh. I got a drumstick caught there in my glasses, and
that's quite sad.
I didn't have my glasses on, and I felt no one probably noticed anything, but I felt quite embarrassed, and I was a bit like, oh God.
Yeah, throws you off,
doesn't
it?
I was trying to find my glasses on stage. That was quite sad. Anyone famous back? It's just, like you said, it's an hard one, isn't it?
Frank Sidebottom.
I just think Lennon.
Oh, do yeah, mean, shit.
Imagine doing a gig. Because I imagine if he was there, the Beatles...
Great on the skins.
Do you know what I mean? Imagine if them... I'm just going to say the Beatles. Imagine supporting the Beatles.
Yeah, it's what... I don't know, innit?
Mad.
Yeah.
Imagine doing that. Be unreal. My hidden talent...
Quite good at, like, fucking fixing things and sewing and shit.
I am good at fixing things and I am good at sewing. I used to be a tailor apprentice. So...
You're good at quite a lot of things.
Joe, there's a video of you clapping your feet.
Oh, yeah.
Like jumping and clapping jumping your feet. And clapping that's feet. That's quite a good talent.
It's quite
useless, but
I
good.
I can do them things like, you know, where people say, like, have you ever, like, can you do that? You know, your opposite
opposite ways.
Can you do that? No, I saw that online. It's very fucking.
Can you
speak to your mic?
Sorry. The other point thing is, where you do something. I can't remember which one it is.
It's rock. Opposites, isn't it?
Is it that?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really good at it. So Joe is holding his fingers up.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, these weird
Joe's
things.
Joe's good at sign language.
I mean, quite good at stuff like that. Coordination thing. What you'd think, so I'm a drummer.
So, last one now.
Hey, here he is. Wanting to end
do
early.
Do you want me to find one to do?
Yeah, it's been good, this, guys. One. It's nice to come in and see you all, have a nice little chat.
Yeah, I'll do this. Look, tell me when to stop.
Bye, Abba.
Okay. Oh, here we go. This is from Isabel Murphy. The subject is hi.
Hi!
And the email says, big fan. Right, so...
well, it's been nice to see you.
Look, keep me like that one.
Genuinely, you know what? I should, yeah.
There was one just before that I was going to read out. It just said, she said... see if I can find it. It made me laugh. It was dead similar to that, where it was just like...
Well, thank you all for emailing in. And we'll see you next time with Tom. And yeah, we'll see what happens again, innit? Do you know what I mean? If you want to speak to us, you can on
Blossoms Podcast. Do you know what I would add? If you keep them short and sweet,
the more likely to get right out.
It's easier, innit? But yeah. That's not true, because long ones hold a really, like, some of the big ones are really nice.
And also, I must add as well, like, just given the time constraints and what have you, we do actually read a lot that don't.
Yeah, that's
we
true,
still
yeah.
do read go, them.
We do an automatic reply and saying thank
and
you.
And do admire them and are grateful for them, so thank you.
Yeah. Right. And we need to start doing this more, apparently. What? I'm really sorry to do this, but subscribe.
I think that's a fucking millennial thing. I don't think anyone actually does that anymore.
And no, we have to start trying to push it, though, unfortunately. I know.
But yeah.
Subscribe and like it. Yay.
HQ. Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.